excited to share with you this morning just something a little different than the World Series, all right? We're a part of this big world, but more than that, Patrick started a message series last week that's called Live Your Calling. And today, I'm going to share with you the second part of that message, of that series, and it's called You Are Called to Belong. So that's where we're going to start this morning, as my husband opened us up. But before you do anything in this life, you are called, as Patrick said last week, to allow God to love you, just to let God's love shower over you. Did you receive that last week? Man, it was super powerful as I sat right there, and I was just like, God, just pour your love on us, but more than pour your love, let me accept your love. Let me accept who you made me to be, your child. And so today we're going to talk about the next part of that, and that is your second calling in life is that you're called to belong. There's more to this than accepting God's love, but the next part in it is that we are called to belong. We're going to talk about that a little bit this morning, but before we do, we're just going to pray. Can we just give God, just ask God's blessings on it today? Lift your hands to the Lord. Heavenly Father, we thank you for who you are. We thank you for being our Father, our Abba, who loves his children. And today we ask your blessings on this word, on this message, that every word spoken will be guided by your Holy Spirit, that you'll open our hearts today and that you'll be blessed. And we just ask this in the name of Jesus. And everybody shouted amen. 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 Well, the second calling, you have been called to belong, that you have a place. And we all think, you know, you've heard this song, a place in this world. Well, I'll tell you that there's more to it. It's not about finding a place in this world. It's about finding a place in God's family, that we've been called to belong to a specific place, in a specific body, and that body God has called us to be belonging to is God's family, the church, and that's a very specific thing that God created just for us. And the Bible says this in Hebrews 2 and 10, that God is the one who made all things, and all things are for his glory. And he wanted to have many children to share in this glory. Many children. Are there any children of God in the house today? Yes, he called us. He created this massive universe for me and you, and for a very specific purpose, because he wanted to have a big old family. I don't know, who has a big family? Anybody have like more than three siblings? Like in these days, how many you got over here? How many siblings, Laura? Six. I'd say that's a big family. Would y'all say that's a big family? I would say that. And our family, the family of God, the church, is a big family. And God created this entire universe because he wanted a family. And this family is called the church. And so here's the second purpose of all of this. We're called to belong. But get this, that God, the second purpose of our life is that God formed us for this particular family. We're not formed to be a part of the world. We're in this world, but not of the world, right? We're formed to be a part of this particular family. If God had not wanted a family, we wouldn't even exist. Why would he have even created us? And that God made you because he loves you, he loves me, and he wants us to love him right back. And he just is expecting that. He wants that. Anybody in here love your children, but for your children to love you back is really special, right? That moment that they come up and Luke is right here, and I'll tell him, Luke he'll just walk up to me and wrap his big 6'6" arms around me. And when he says, I love you, mama, it's just the best thing in the world. And that's what God wants. And so Ephesians 1 and 5 says it like this. His unchanging plan has always been to adopt us into his own family by bringing us to himself through Jesus Christ, his son, right? And that was God's plan all along. But get this, Paul then writes in the New Testament to Timothy in 1 Timothy chapter 3, and he says this, Timothy, I'm writing to you. He says, I want you to know how to live in this family of God. Like, it's not enough to be in it. We have to know how to live in this family of God. And that family of God is the church of the living God, Paul says. And then he says, that we are the support and foundation of the truth. What's the truth? Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. The church is that support and foundation. And our goal as the church is to share Jesus and share the gospel. Can somebody say amen? Amen. That's the purpose. And so God's family is the church of God, the support and foundation of the truth. And we're called to belong. That's what we're called to do today, is to belong in the church. The word church actually comes from, it's a Greek word called ekklesia, and it comes from another word called kaleo, which actually means to be called. And God has called us to be the ekklesia, the church, but not just the church, but to be the called out, that we're to be separate. We're to be separate from the world and called out and special, and not just any family, but the family of God. We are called by Him to be the family of God and to be that unit where we experience belonging through God Almighty. And that church, how many of you know this? Church isn't really an event. We like to say, I'm going to church, right? How many of you said that this morning? Okay, let's go to church, right? We did. That's just what we say. But church isn't a place to go. Church isn't something you go to. It's something you belong to. Wow. And that there are five, I'm going to talk to you about five benefits of belonging to the church today, specifically. And those five benefits are going to come from five different metaphors that Scripture gives us of how we are to experience belonging and benefit from being in the family of God. And that these metaphors, you'll recognize them when I give you this Scripture, but the first one is the family, and then there's the temple, there's the body, a flock, and a garden. Don't worry, I'm going to give you another chance. If you're writing it down, you're going to have more, all right? But this first metaphor, so here we go. We're ready to jump in. Five benefits from being in the family of God. And the first metaphor that the Bible describes is that of a family. Whoa, any dysfunctional families in the house today? Look, who even knows what a real family looks like? Because we're all messed up, right? And who even knows? And so the first benefit to belonging to the family of God is, number one, in God's family, I learn my true identity. Wow, that's powerful just saying that. You don't learn it from the world. You don't even get it from your parents. You don't get it from your peers. My true identity, our true identity, is found in relationship with God's family. So we're all concerned about our identity. Look, ladies, you know, we walk in with our coach purses, with our Michael Kors, with our Doonies. You know, we walk in, fellas, I don't even know what y'all carry. Like, I have no idea. All right. But we even wear our cowboy swag and our ball cap merch. And look, I do like a pair of Nikes because I like a little bit of shoe game, but I need a little help sometimes. So these were a gift from my family. So I love that. But here we are, like, carrying our Starbucks cups, wearing our cowboy jerseys and sporting Coach and Michael Kors and all of these things. But the truth is that none of these things are going to give us our identity, and that our identity cannot be found in any of those things, none of them. The truth is that most of our identity comes from our relationships. Now, I'm a mother, I'm a daughter, I'm a sister, I'm an aunt, I'm a granddaughter, I'm a friend, I'm a wife, I'm a pastor's wife, I'm an employee. I mean, there are so many descriptors that I'm an American. All of these descriptors, they can describe us, but they don't define who we are. They don't define our identity. When we are in relationship with God's family, truly, that is where our identity, that's where it will come from. So think about this. Here's an example. When we're in relationship, first of all, if a connection is broken in a relationship, then there may be a time that we start to wonder who we are if our relationship is not in the family of God. And when we begin to question it, an example of that might be if someone is married and they've been married a long time and their spouse dies, or if there's a divorce. And in those moments, people begin to question, wow, I was a wife. But what am I now? I used to fit in this group, but where do I fit in now? And God is saying, those things were never intended to be your identity. Your identity lies within the family of God and within a community that will give you more benefits. And we're going to talk about those benefits as well. But I want you to keep in mind that it doesn't matter. Now, I love my earthly family, my kids, my husband. Right now, you know, when they're little, everything I do is about them. But it doesn't matter what earthly families we have in regards to eternity. What matters is, are you a part of God's family? And I say this because the only family that will last for all eternity is God's family. That's the only family. That's why at Celebrate Recovery, what do you call yourselves? My forever family, right? And that's why we're a forever family. And that spiritual family is something that's going to last forever. Now, it doesn't matter if you have short hair, black hair, if you were an alcoholic, if you were a drug addict, if you were addicted to pornography, whatever sin you've committed in your life, those do not define you. Your identity is not based in that. Your identity is based in your relationship with God and in community with the church family. In the name of Jesus. Somebody say amen. Amen. So I want to start. Here's the second one. There's a second metaphor, and it's the church, and that the church is like a temple, and that it's like a building. And it's erected for God's glory. That the temple was built all for God's glory. So think, 1 Corinthians 3:16 says, don't you realize that all of you together are the temple of God and that his spirit lives in you? That we are all, amen, we're all built together for the temple of God. So God's talking about the church in this scripture. Are there any builders, people, contractors, people that do electrical work, people that, anybody like that in the house? I know we have some people like that. Okay, all right, I hear a shout out. Let me just hear you say, build it. Okay, all right, they're really enthusiastic this morning. I love that. That's okay, though. So, look, you guys can attest to this. When you're building a building, there are thousands of parts involved in building this building, right? Thousands of parts. But the most important thing about all of these parts is that they actually fit together, right? If you buy all the supplies to a building and they're just laying out there, that's not a building. You just have the bricks, you have the beams, you have the nails, you have the wood, but that's not a building. But what happens when we build this building is it becomes something special, and every part has to be connected. Look, if a beam is just a smidge too short, is it going to hold up the roof? No. If there's a pipe that's just a little too long or a little too short, is it going to do its job like it's supposed to? It's not. So think about it like the family of God. If we aren't making connections in the body, in the family of God, then are we really the family, the building, the temple of God? Right? Wow, that's a deep question, isn't it? Like, you feel the challenge already, don't you? Like, oh, she's about to tell me to be connected. Now, I know I am. I am. So prepare yourself. So a building cannot stand on its own power unless it has connections, unless it all fits together. It's beautiful how God gave us. Yes, amen. How God gave us that example. I remember when we were building this building, and y'all, this is the truth of it. My husband, we lived right across the alley right here. And I think we did. Not yet. And I'm getting mixed up. Who cares? Look, I remember when we built the building. All right. So my husband would walk around this huge property, and he would just pray before there was ever anything here. He would take anointing oil and pour it out because he could see what God was doing and wanted God to bless it. And the day came that they started loading everything here. They started bringing it in. They started laying the foundation. They started putting the beams up. But can I tell you that when they would finish putting the beams up, there would be little bits of wire and doing little bits of and parts that were left over, that were laying around in this building. And the truth is that these little bits and parts, they weren't connected in the church. They weren't really in that place that that they were a part of the temple, right? And so I want you to know today that God has called you to be a part of this temple. But why did he do that? Why did he do that? In God's temple, and this is the biggest reason why, in God's temple, I am supported by others. 1 Corinthians 3:16 says, don't you realize that all of you together are the temple of God and that his spirit lives in you? Y'all, we need each other. We were intended to connect with one another. We were intended to be a family together. And when we don't, we're missing out on the benefits of being in the family of God. We begin looking to the world to love us when we're lost, to look to the world to love us when we're down. The world does not have the true capability to do that with Christ's love. Only the church does. So I just want to encourage you today that our family, this family of God, is something really special, and that we're intended to be connected and to fit together. Somebody say amen. Amen. So this third description of the church is that of a body. The body, the Bible calls the church the body of Christ. And 1 Corinthians 12:27 says it like this. Now you are the body of Christ and each one of you is a part of it. It's not the scripture that's there. Don't worry. I'm not confused. We're getting to that one. But this really means, this illustration means that we're all a different part of the body, right? And yet we're all connected. When we're all connected, we form a complete body. We get it. That makes sense, right? And then when we're together, we can accomplish so much more, right? So this is the third benefit of belonging to Christ's body, that I discover my unique value. That when we're in Christ's body, we discover our unique value. This is a beautiful scripture. Just as there are many parts to our body, so it is with Christ's body, that we are all parts of it. And it takes every single one of us to make it complete. And that we each have a different work to do. So we belong to each other, and each of us needs all of the others. This is not intended to be a solo journey. We are all different and unique. Scripture says it. We bring something different to the body. What happens if, I cut off my hand and my hand just sits on the table? What will happen to that hand? It will wither and die. It is not alive. It's cut off from the body. I no longer have the ability. Which one is of you is the hand or the eye or the ear waiting to be connected and contribute to the family what God has intended for you to contribute? I want you to know that you belong and that you are important, that what you bring is essential. We need you. We need you. And God wants you to be a part of it. This is such a beautiful passage in all that it says, but Romans 12:5 says that we belong to each other. We belong to each other. We weren't designed to be alone, to work through life alone. We were designed to do this together. I don't know if you've ever been alone before. It's a very lonely place, right? It really is. Thank you for laughing. Okay, that was a joke. That was a joke. That's good. You got it. Wow. Okay, all right. So we need each other and we belong together. Amen. Somebody say amen. Amen. All right. So we're on number four. We have two more to go. The fourth metaphor of the church is it is a flock. This is so beautiful that we're in God's family. We learn our identity, number one. That when we're in God's temple, we're supported by each other. When we're in Christ's body, we discover our own unique value. And when we're in God's flock, we are banded together. We are banded together. Psalm 100 says it like this. God made us. We are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. I mean, a sheep doesn't sound too exciting. I know, I get it. Like sheep, they're just so bad. I know, right? Thank you. Okay. Right. So look, all right, I will bring it back to you. It's for real. Sheep are, I tickle myself in that moment. It was hard to make myself do that. I just have to tell you that. All right. But sheep are innocent. They don't have any natural defense mechanisms against predators. They're very innocent, and they need to be protected by their shepherds. And sheep are, they're very dependent on their shepherd to guide them to the right place, to make sure they're led to food and they're led to water. But let me read just the first verse of Psalm 23. And you know this. It's the most famous scripture in the Bible. This is from the Living Bible, so it may sound a little bit different. But because the Lord is my shepherd, I have everything that I need. Amen. Praise the Lord. Man, I don't know. Does that make you want to be a sheep? A little bit, right? Makes me want to be a sheep, right? Now I'm interested. But if God is my shepherd and I have everything I need, that I rest in luscious meadows. He leads me to quiet streams, gives me strength when I'm in a dark place. He's with me. He's guiding me, providing for me. That he literally sets a table before me in front of my enemies, like, come on and just try to get them, you know? And then he's like, and my goodness and my kindness, they're going to be with you for all eternity in my house. That he's calling us to be his sheep, his flock, that we're protected. But in this fourth metaphor, the benefit of it is that in God's flock, I'm protected and I'm cared for. I'm protected and I'm cared for. Y'all, I will just tell you this right here. It is the greatest honor of our lives, my husband and I, to be the pastors of Grace Point Church. Amen. It is the greatest honor. And but what I want you to know in that is that it's not just about us, that it's about y'all. So this is my life. This church has been here for my family through my husband's cancer, through three miscarriages, through two exciting births, through the death of our parents, but through celebration after celebration after celebration. And we've been able to celebrate these things in our lives together. It's not just about us, but it's also about you. And that when you pray for someone, when you call someone, when you text someone, when you ask them, how are you really doing? I need you to know that you're shepherding the flock, that you are shepherding the flock, that it is our honor, and we are blessed to have this opportunity to do it. But it is so exciting for us to see you shepherd one another. It's so amazing. And if you're not a part of this flock, you gotta jump in. You gotta jump in and you gotta find your place, because there's real family and connection in this thing, and that you need somebody to stand up for you and fight for you and listen to you and then tell you like it is sometimes. Be honest with you, but that's what we do. That's what we do. We love you. We love you so much.
Love you.
Amen. Thank you. Receive it. So here's the last thing. The final scripture, the final description in the metaphor is that the church is like a garden, specifically a vineyard. And that when we're connected in this vineyard, Jesus actually says in John 15 that I am the true vine and you are my branches. Do you see, here's the vine, but we're all, as we are joined into this vine, we become the church. Right? You see this grapevine, or we have wild blackberries that grow at our house, and this one wild blackberry vine will extend Lord only knows how far and have shoots in every direction, branches in every direction. And Jesus is saying that I'm the vine, but my church, you are the branches. And the lesson in this is that the church is like a garden, and Jesus says, when I'm the vine and you're the branches, you're going to be fruitful when you're connected. You're going to be fruitful and you're going to produce when you're connected. And that's what it is. In God's garden, I become productive. That, listen to this, a branch cannot produce fruit if it is severed from the vine, and you cannot be fruitful apart from me. I am the vine and you are the branches. And those who remain in me and I in them will produce not a little bit, but much, much fruit, much fruit. But apart from me, you cannot do anything. That God is calling us to be connected. We all have this need that by the end of our life, we don't want to waste it. We want to have made a difference, right? Anybody know what I'm talking about? And that in God's garden, we can be productive. We can make a difference. But you see, it takes connection. It's not a solo journey. We're not supposed to be out there on our own. Have you ever had that boss that just tried to do everything themselves? And when they did, it was like you're just sitting out to the side, unproductive, not doing anything. But what God is saying is get connected. I've got more. I've got more, because if you're disconnected, there is no way you're going to be fruitful. No way. Imagine an apple tree, a limb cut off and laying to the side. That limb will never produce a single apple. But when it's connected, and all of the other branches being us, connected to the source, man, the things that we can do for the kingdom, the things that we can do for the kingdom. Somebody say amen. Amen. All right, here's the last one. Here's the last one. And as we get through this, so all of these connection metaphors, they really remind us one thing, that we have a calling to belong. We're intended to belong in the body of Christ, to be connected with one another. And so as I close with this, we have five basic needs in our life, and each one of these metaphors fills one of those basic needs. That God's family, I learn my identity. In Christ's body, I discover my unique value. In God's temple, I learn how to support others and be supported by others. In God's flock, I come together for protection and care, for security. And in the garden, I learn to be productive, to produce, to be fruitful. But these things can't be found in the world, y'all. They are not out there. The world tries to emulate it. They try to imitate it, but it's never the same, because God made us the family of God, His family, His children, His church, to accomplish mighty things for the kingdom. That only in the plan of God, who created this whole thing and designed this whole family, me and you, and this whole church, can meet our deepest needs. I have a plaque in my house, and it says, better together. That we are better together. That we grow when we're together. The church is the hope of the world, y'all. It's not America. I love America. It's not politics. It's not economic security and having a big paycheck to make sure that all your needs are met. Don't get me wrong, it's not about education. All of those things are great. But when it comes down to it, God created the church to be that place where our needs are met. The only thing that's going to last to eternity, y'all, is the church of God. The church. The family of God. I just encourage you, let's not ever put the church down, y'all. The church is the bride of Christ. The church is the love of God's life. We are created by Him to be His family. And let's just lift up the church. Let's build up the church. Let's say good things and believe and be visionaries about what God can do in this place. Because the church is that place where we are called to belong. So I'm going to close with prayer. And I'm going to pray a few things. For one, for those of you who maybe you haven't gotten connected. Maybe you haven't gotten connected. You come to church and you praise the Lord and you worship during service, and we're so glad that you do. We're so thankful. But maybe you're just like, I'm just a little nervous about this whole growth track thing and what I need to do. But I really encourage you that you are called to belong in this family, in God's family, and that we want you to feel loved and welcomed and encouraged. We want you to know that you belong here. Can some of our Grace Point people like say amen to that? Yeah. And so if you're like, I don't know what to do next. I've never felt like I belonged anywhere. I've wanted to belong, but I've always felt like an oddball and like I didn't fit in. But welcome to the family. Amen. We are all a little different, right? And that you're not just wanted, you're welcomed and you're needed. But maybe you need to be baptized. Get it going. Let's get it going. It's fun. You go down, come up, a new woman, a new man, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Or maybe you need to go to Growth Track and find some people to serve with. Maybe you just need to come and join us at Wednesday night Bible study and have a place for your teens and your children to learn about Jesus, and you can connect with a smaller group of people in this room. Maybe you need to come to Celebrate Recovery on Friday nights. And to the rest of you in this room who say, I've connected and I've found my place, I just pray right now that you will fall in love with the church. Fall in love with the bride of Christ, with the body of Christ, with the family of God, because it is something really special, and we will never find it out there. We'll never find the belonging out there that we will find in here. Amen. Can somebody say amen? Amen. So we're going to pray right now. I'd love it if you just stood with me. You just stood with me for a moment as we pray together. And I want you to pray for yourself. One, God, what's that next step? Help me to take that next step, Lord, and to know that I belong. And two, if you are already connected, then you ask God, what else can I do? Because y'all, there are plenty of things to do. There are plenty of places to go, plenty of places, plenty of stuff to get done around here. And we are ready to just go after this kingdom right outside our door in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we thank you for today. First of all, Lord, if there's someone in this room that doesn't know you, I pray right now, Father, that you will draw them to you, because we can only come if the Holy Spirit draws. I pray today that in this moment, they will call on your name. They will confess that their sins and that they want you to be the Lord of their life, Father. God, I thank you for your blessings on your children. I pray that you would help us each to know what our next step is, and that we won't be afraid. And just maybe you'll have someone who already, Lord, is involved in this church. Just maybe they'll reach out and they'll say, hey, come on and do this with me. That, Lord, we want everyone to feel like they belong and that they're loved. That was your. That's the way you designed us to be. And we just thank you right now. We just thank you right now. Can you just give God your praise? Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Come on. Lift it up.